It's Before Paul Early, and this is the Pre-W. Smith Show on 760 WJR. Here is Jeff Sloan.
All right, welcome back. We know that this has been a period of time over the last couple of years when more businesses have been started in America than ever before. And a lot of people are getting into business as freelancers, as part of the what's known as the gig economy. Freelancing is huge and becoming bigger all the time. Think about all those Uber or Lyft drivers out there. Well, now new legislation would make it harder to treat those gig workers as independent contractors. We've got Wayne Gashkarian. He's the director of communications of the Association of Entrepreneurship. Wayne doesn't like this much, do you, Wayne? Tell us about it.
You know, we're really kind of against this because the reality is that, you know, once the government meddles in something, it always costs more trouble, more time, and more money. And so this trying to get some of the people in the gig economy to have an employer-employee relationship kind of takes away from the entrepreneurship that we believe in. And I think it's just going to convolute, complicate, cost more when they try to kind of create this employer-employee relationship.
Tell us exactly what this new proposed rule is intended to achieve.
Well, I think it kind of goes back to some of the states, like the Uber situation, where they don't feel, the unions get involved and they just say, well, these people aren't being fairly treated and we need more regulation and that kind of stuff. But, you know, when you talk to gig workers, you know, outside of the law, when you talk to the people that are on the ground, you know, they now have the freedom to work as little or as much as they want. They decide, not the government, what opportunities they want to pick and choose. And that's about great about the free market. And all these kind of proposals that may have been done in other countries where there are different cultures really don't work here. And I think there's going to be a lot of blowback. You know, unfortunately, gig workers are very independent. And, you know, I think we're one of the only trade associations out there. But, you know, the reality is that I don't think it's going to work. I think they're just floating this stuff out there just like everything else, just to cause more regulation on the business community.
Yeah, and I think the last thing we want to do right now is discourage anyone from moving into entrepreneurship, whether it be as a freelancer in the gig economy or whatever it may be. We need to make sure walls are broken down right now, giving people as much access to opportunity as possible, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's just the government just tinkers with it. Now, you bring an excellent point. You know, they passed that Inflation Reduction Act and they've thrown out, I don't know, 80 to 85,000 new IRS agents. One of the areas I was reading is that there's about 69.4 million people that generate money from the gig economy
that
are not reporting it to the IRS. Mm-hmm. Yep. So I see the IRS being more aggressive in saying, hey, you know, if you got a part-time gig, side hustle, you know, you're going to have to pay your taxes. And I think they're doing some interaction with Venmo and all this other stuff to kind of see where the money's going and making sure people pay taxes, which we're not opposed to. I mean, you know what?
Exactly.
If you're working, you're making a living. But telling an Uber driver that they have to work 20 hours a week so they can be in this employee status or whatever, when they're used to just getting up in the morning and saying, oh, I think I want to drive an Uber for 3 hours, really impedes on this really independent group of people that are dependent on this service. I mean, at the end of the day, if any of these Uber drivers get up in the morning and say, I'm not driving today, that system just shuts down. I'm just kind of concerned that government kind of going down this direction.
Right. And I agree completely. No one's interested in giving anybody a free hall pass on paying taxes or anything like that. So I completely agree with you there. I think we just don't want to make it any more difficult on people to be able to earn a living these days, especially in these tough and challenging times when people need options and they need the option to be able to go out and work for themselves if, in fact, jobs aren't readily available. And so I think your real focus is just opposing this additional layer of government intervention that just makes things tougher for people to get on board.
Well, you know, what's interesting is there was a news clip about grandma going and buying used books and selling them on Amazon and making $3,000 or $4,000 a month. What a wonderful thing. My grandparents, you know, I'm 63 right now, didn't have that opportunity. those things weren't out there. They put maybe a table in front of their house and say, you know, garage sale or whatever. So the reality is that the world has changed so much. And I think the government's trying to figure out where their place in the process is.
Yeah.
And, you know, from our perspective, we believe that their process is maybe, you know, managing the money in terms of as people make money in this industry, that they properly report it, but start tinkering with a 71-year-old lady who's trying to subsidize her Social Security is not a way to do that and say, well, who's grandma going to be working for? You know, right. How do you get the painter down the street, you know, with this legislation, painter down the street, how do you, what employer is he going to be connected with? So it's really going to be, they're going to zoom in on these big corporations that are using gig workers or independent contractors to do deliveries and all that to add more regulation. And then it, who pays for that? Well, the employer pays for it. And the employer passes on to the consumer.
The consumer.
So
yep.
We're hoping this thing kind of fizzles out.
Yeah, well said. We really appreciate it, Wayne. Thanks for being on with us and enlightening us relative to this issue. We want to do everything we can to support opportunities in entrepreneurship. I know you do. We do as well. And we thank you for being on. Appreciate it, Wayne.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
All right. Headed to a break. Back with more in a minute right here on the Pre-W. Smith Show.